Hello, my friend. It's another episode of Back to Me with me about you. This is Heather from Prosperity Flow Coaching, and this is my weekly podcast jump on wellness tip. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to come on and give you some thoughts to maybe help you get through some things. And I know this time of year can be a little stressful, and maybe this year might be a little more stressful than usual. Maybe not, you know, not everybody is experiencing the same things, but sometimes just the season itself causes people stress, right? So today I'm continuing my kind of thought trail. So a couple of weeks ago, I talked about remembering what you wanted to be at some point in your life. Last week, it was about recharging that a little bit. I don't know if you can hear how windy it is right now, but the wind is whistling through my windows. it's kind of like, I guess it's winter, right? Isn't it? So back to the conversation. I was distracted. Oh my God, look at that thing over there. No, I'm kidding. Today, talking about responsibility. So we can think about the things that we wanted to be. We can think about the things we want to achieve. It doesn't even have to necessarily be what we wanted to be before. Things change, right? When I was a little kid, I didn't dream of becoming a coach or dream of becoming a teacher. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a veterinarian. I became an accountant. I know, what? You became an accountant? Yes, I became an accountant. But at some point, I paused. I said, wait, this isn't what I actually wanted to do, and it's not what I enjoy. So I switched. I didn't become a vegetarian. I didn't become a veterinarian, but I did go into yoga, which is kind of anatomy, and personal training, which has some anatomy, and massage therapy, which again, it's like all that wellness side of things with people instead of animals. And I am an artist. I actually did become an artist, and I have my own Etsy shop, and I sell paintings and art shows. So I did recharge that, and I did bring that back into my realm. And something I discovered along the way was that I really did like teaching and helping people. And that's how I think my dream of who I would be evolved into where I am now. And I really love what I do right now. I'm grateful for the knowledge that I have, that I've gained over the years on this road to where I am now. But I wouldn't go back to those. I just keep those as experience and being part of who I am, being part of how I got to here and the knowledge that I have. So they were all helpful to get me to where I am now. It's basically what I'm trying to say. And people will say, how did you do that? And one day I decided that I didn't want to do what I was doing anymore, but I had to decide it, right? I had to make that decision for myself. And once I had made that decision and committed to it, then I had to take responsibility to make the changes that I needed to make. And yes, some of them weren't so fun. Some of them I didn't enjoy what I had to do, the things that had to happen, the people who were impacted. But at the end of the day, if I wanted the life that I wanted, no one was going to make it happen for me. No one was going to step in and say, Heather, yeah, you just stay there. We'll go take care of this. That doesn't happen in real life, right? There's definitely people who are going to help you on your road. There's definitely people that you want to collaborate with, consult with. I mean, I have my own coach. There's people who can assist you, but you have to take responsibility for what you want in your life. So you've got to think about, here's where I am. Now that we've done a little bit of daydreaming, maybe you haven't finished coming up with where you want to go. Maybe you don't know where you want to go. Daydream bigger. Try it on for size. See what it feels like. If you need help, I mean, connect with me and we can have a conversation about it. I love talking to people about what they're dreaming about. But so you've got this idea, hopefully, of what you want in your life and where we are now and where we want to go. And then how are we going to get there? Or how are you going to get there? Take some friends with you. You can always, you know, hashtag call a friend. And you can break it up into smaller steps. Like, you know, today I'll do this step. Then next week I'll do this step. And you can have milestones along the way to help you, because sometimes it just seems too far away. Like you have to cross the Gobi Desert or something. You can't even imagine it. But if you can just get to the next tree, or I guess there's no trees in the desert. You know what I mean? To the next marker, to the next marker, to the next mark, to the next sand dune. And then we'll check in and see how we're doing, get to the next sand dune. And having the smaller goals also helps keep you motivated, right? You're like, yay, pat on the back for me. I did it. I got to the next spot. So no one can do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And in January 3rd to 7th, we're doing in the Back to Me Facebook group. Join us in the Back to Me Facebook group if you haven't joined us yet. I post stuff in there all the time, but I'm going to go live in there in the Facebook group 5 days in a row in January to help kind of map that out for yourself. If you're thinking, oh my God, it's too much. Come to the Facebook group. There's people in there to support you. There's really awesome ladies in there, and we're just going to map out where we are, where we want to be, right? And I mean, my intention is to focus on you, the back to you, which is taking care of you. Part of taking care of you is not being stuck somewhere you don't want to be. Part of taking care of you is taking care of your health, whatever form that takes. Maybe you need more sleep. Maybe you don't need to work out every day. Oh, shocker. Some people think they have to work out all the time. You don't have to work out all the time. Maybe you need to get outside more. Maybe you need to rest more. Maybe you need to eat more. Maybe you need to eat less. Maybe you need to eat something different. I mean, it's every single person. I mean, my point is going to be every single person is different. And only you will know, one, what you want, what's going to be best for you. And then you use the group and me to figure out how to get you there, right? How to set your strategy for 2022. We're starting on the 3rd because nobody wants to start anything on January 1st. They're just done. They just want to rest. So we're going to start on the 3rd. We're going to go Monday to Friday. It's going to go live in the Facebook group. We're going to talk about it, and that'll be awesome. And by the way, if you don't want to wait till January, you know, I still have spots available on the 12 Days of Wellness where I'm giving you an hour where you could just you and me, just you and me. We're going to sit, we're going to talk about your goal, and we're going to figure out, you know, a strategy to get you there. So if you want to join the Facebook, well, I know you want to join the Facebook group, so pop on over to the Facebook group. If you're interested in the Back to Me 5-day wellness advent calendar in January, the event is in the Back to Me Facebook group. Or if you're interested in just a little one-on-one with me, join the 12 Days of Wellness. It's my gift to you, really. I just want to help you get off on the right foot in the next year, because it's been a bit challenging couple of years for people, right? Even if you're in an okay place, it's challenging mentally, emotionally, like the whole shooting match. So connect with me. I'll put the link in the show notes to come over to the 12 Days of Wellness. And I know this is like a bit of a, I feel like I'm a bit of a tough love today. If you want it, you have to do it yourself. But seriously, not alone. You don't have to do it alone, but you do need to make the decision for yourself to move forward and make a change. My friends, I hope you have a beautiful day. Next time I see you, we will be post-Christmas. If you celebrate Christmas, have a Merry Christmas. If you celebrate any of the other holidays, happy all those other holidays too. I know there's a whole whack of them, and I can never remember all of them. I will celebrate all holidays, because why not? Life is short. You got to have fun. My friends, have an amazing day. Please take care of yourself. Please stay healthy. Please connect with me if you need some help. I'm Heather. This is Prosperity Flow Coaching, and this is the Back to Me podcast. Take care. I will see you soon.